Right, apologies for cutting off that song, but we've got important things to discuss right now. I have on the line with me our Thursday staple, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, mate.
How are you going?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
All right. Okay.
I'm doing all right.
That's fine.
You know, up early, coffee, you know, bit of music, you know, celebrating the feeling of success, you know, getting things over the line, making stuff happen.
We love that.
Landing funny jokes on the internet, you know, all the good stuff.
Hey, now, before you get into your wee rant this morning about your song choice, I would just say, I very much usually enjoy your songs, but this one, I don't know what it is about it, but I absolutely love it. Like, yeah, it just gets to me, this song. I think it's a great choice.
Yeah, it's amazing, eh? It's amazing, eh? Like, it's like, it's a ridiculous record. Like, how is it? Yeah. You know, when you hear it, imagine if this record had gone into, like, a real good studio.
Oh, well, that's just what I was thinking. Like, this has so much potential.
Like, can you imagine, like, if this had, like, gone into, like, the studio with, like, Quincy Jones and, like, you know, like, imagine if, like, something had this. And this was what? That feeling you're feeling, you know, where you're like, this is incredible, but also, if things had gone slightly differently, maybe this would be a song that I've known since I was a child.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That feeling is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and just quickly, before you start, for the listeners out there, Martin usually emails me his song choice and some notes about it, but the notes were by Henry Jones, and even they're lovely, just everything about this.
Oh, no. Well, Henry Jones is the owner of the record label that released the compilation we're going to talk about today.
Mm, mm.
And the compilation is called America Dream Reserve, released Smiling Sea Records. Those were just the sales nights. And, okay, so Smiling Sea is one of these reissue labels that, you know, they're run by one of these guys who goes and finds the fucking interesting fucking records from the middle of nowhere you've never heard of. First release was this Algerian rapper, Shams Dims, who was really popular in France in the 80s, had a couple of big hit records. But his stuff was sort of like boogie hip-hop. He had really, really nice beats, and the fucking Arabic language lends itself quite well towards hip-hop. And then, you know, he had, he's done like, oh, we've probably actually played some of the records on here, like sort of W post-funk records, minimal jazz records, sophisticated pop, all sorts of stuff. It's great stuff. There's really good work. And so he's good friends of this fucking guy, this German guy who's a bit of a legend, whose name is Charles Bowles. And Charles is fucking best mates with, so Charles and these guys, fucking, he's in a crew of these guys, fucking, and they were called, fucking, what were they called? I think they're called Beach Tracks. So, like, what they were is these guys are just the most ridiculous fucking record diggers and beach freaks. Yeah, so these guys are just ridiculous, you know. These guys would just find the fucking craziest, most fun fucking boogie and disco and fucking synth pop and tropical records in the known universe, and they'd track down the people who had made them, and they'd find all the fucking unsold copies. And they had the service Beach Freaks that was like sort of like an invitation-only internet record store. You know, you could be invited in to get all the insane, bizarre records.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Lunatic stuff. You know, these guys are lunatics. And Charles is, he's a fucking, like, creative director. He's like an art director. He, like, designs spaces and decorates spaces.
Guy
who's into fucking all this amazing music and spends, like, his day, like, sitting out fucking hotel lobbies or fucking business spaces or whatever, you know, total immersion 360 stuff, you know, the music, the fucking potted palm trees, the whatever, like, great, great guy, you know, really. So they're talking, and he was like, fuck, I've got this playlist. It's called Hotel Keys. There's all these fucking little records from the late 70s and 80s Charles had found that recorded by, like, American lounge singers, like, hotel restaurant duos, little... These people, like, flying away there as entertainment in the Rust Belt in America. Quite often it'd be, like a drum machine and a singer, maybe playing guitar or keyboard, maybe there's two of them, a lot of husband and wife duos. Sometimes they had magic tricks. They do, like, comedy routines.
Oh, okay.
Like, but in these funny little sort of roadhouse bars on the, kind of like, I don't know, like some shit out of Twin Peaks or something, really.
right.
And, you know, so anyway, so a lot of them would make their own recordings, press, like, their own albums to sell at the shows, you know. But these are people who were operating outside of the commercial music industry in America. So they're entertainers, and they made some songs also, but they're primarily entertainers. Like, some of the people on here, like, one of them, fucking, because I've got a story on Bandcamp Daily today about the album. And one of the guys, fucking Bill Welsh, so he got the song on there So Very Long. And, you know, he just spent fucking his whole adult life fucking just playing music a few nights a week in hotels and restaurants and, like, sort of little bars, you know. And he told me, he was like, look, he was like, I never aspired to be up on the big stage or, you know, be a star or be big and famous. I just wanted to play a few nights a week. People like that, you know, like just these really great characters. So they got all these songs and, you know, Henry had a few ideas. And anyway, after about a year, they settled on this track order, which was, the American Dream Reserve. America Dream Reserve. And the song that we've got today is one of the fucking... Man, this is Laura Michelle's You Always Hurt the One You Love.
Oh.
And, whoa, I mean, man, listen to that, man. That's incredible, right? And,
yeah.
You know, this is the thing. The core feeling of this whole thing, so much of these records are people where the ambition transcends the limitations of what they were working with.
Yeah, right.
That's it. To me, that's what it's about, you know? It's like these people really, they had the... I mean, you listen to a record like that, you know, and you can only imagine how rich someone like that's imagination was.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, to feel like you could make a record like that, like in like your little American small town or whatever, you know, and go through the whole thing. Just incredible dreamers of imagination, you know, like doing the best they could DIY, you know, number it Y, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in some ways, I mean, that whole set of aspirations not too different to the whole fucking... Flying Nun thing in the '80s.
It has similarities.
You still have it in Christchurch, you know, the people who use the four tracks and do the cassette tape releases. So that's what this is all about. And so yeah, the compilation is America Dream Reserve, and the track we've got today is You Always Hurt the One You Love by Laura Michelle. It's like a window into what's going on here. But yeah, there's some amazing tracks on here. Man, there's some really, really... And just the sentiment in some of the songs as well. Like, some of them are real fun, but then some of them, like, you sort of listen to the lyrics and you're like, man, this is really, like, quite, like, deep and, like, introspective. Like, this is actually, like, you guys are pretty profound for people who are just playing in the casino on Friday nights.
Right. I guess
that's cool.
I guess that's a great thing about, like, a compilation tape like this is you get those ebbs and flows, those ups and downs and stuff.
Well, I mean, a compilation's like a mixtape or a playlist, you know. But,
exactly.
I mean, the compilations within this sort of world, you know, in the reissue space, what the compilation normally serves as is a sort of an overview perspective on a particular period in musical history, you know, a scene or a time or... Yeah, I mean, the goal here is really just to illuminate that, like, this is something that was going on. I think people are really going to enjoy it. And a lot of the songs on here, I just feel like Over the next couple of years, we'll probably hear a few of them in the soundtrack of Netflix series or
It's
off really well to TV. And that's the other thing too, free game with the whole reissue thing and with the label thing these days, people who are doing the vinyl and all of that. A lot of ways the game now is that the releases on the vinyl are the business card to lock in the publishing deals,
Interesting.
Regularly. Because, the thing in how they used to, a few years ago, they were always going on about how, musicians, you're not going to make money on streaming, but make money touring, right?
Yeah.
Make money touring, sell merch, And now, if you've been following what's going on lately, lots of big acts in America and the UK are cancelling tours at the moment. Oh, well, look, it's the post-COVID landscape. There's all these things that have, a bit broken down in the supply chain at the moment. And also you've got things like inflation. So basically, with the economy, financial shifts, the supply chain, the follow-on effects of the pandemic, something that was, for most people, a break-even exercise has become a lose-money exercise.
Yeah, right.
So that's the thing. That's what's going on is it's kind of a lot of people who sort of wanted to do the tour, they're like, oh, we're going to break even, but, we'll go and play to all the fans and it'll look really good and maybe that'll get us to the next level where we start really making some money. A lot of those people have done the numbers and they've just gone, nah, bro, this is going to be real bad for our mental health. And the people who were making the money have gone, oh, man, we're going to go from making the money to not making the money. So that's kind of the thing that's going on at the moment with touring. And you can see it. You see a lot of announcements about cancelled tours. And you also notice that ticket prices to shows, in particular the international shows or the big shows, have jumped up a bit.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive now.
Yeah, it's jumped up a lot. And that jump up isn't because the artists or the promoters are really trying to cream it. In a lot of ways, it is literally, this is... the follow-on cost, Last night, me and some friends went out to this restaurant for dinner, and we booked. You had to do the booking, and now, there's this new thing that's starting to happen where you have to pay a deposit with a booking certain places.
Wow, really?
This is becoming quite common in Australia. It's quite common in Sydney, So you'll go, okay, there's three of us coming for dinner at such and such time, and to secure it, you've got to put down a $60 bond.
Oh, wow. That's so odd.
And what that's because of is because a lot of these places, they're in the same boat. They're struggling.
Yeah.
They're having problems with cash flow, and then they're having a lot of people make bookings and cancel on the night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because, the booking thing, you will notice that too, the whole book-in for dinner or lunch or whatever, that thing became a lot more prevalent during the COVID years.
Yes,
part of
it
that,
did.
Sort of folded into it was a measure for, okay, who do we know? How do we know who's on there? All these things going on with it. All the stuff's going on at the moment. So the hustle is the publishing.
I get that.
The TV shows, the video games, the stuff that people can watch and do at home,
Is how you're going to make your money, really.
Yeah, and that won't last either. That'll all fall to pieces too. And some other, to me, the music industry is just a series of paradigms arriving, working for a bit, then collapsing, and then new paradigms emerging.
Yeah.
if you go back to the silent movie era, 1920s, all those cinemas, all around the world, all around the country, cinemas would all employ bands who would play music during the movie.
You don't see that now.
Well, that's because the movies were silent.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah.
People figured out, we can do it. We can do movies with sound, which initially, it's so funny. I've seen old photographs and it's you've got in the projection booth, you'll have these people in lab coats with turntables who are playing the soundtrack to the movie off the turntables. It looks like a Chemical Brothers performance or something. But, I guess what I'm getting at is when that happened, you can imagine how salty the musicians were at losing out on their work playing in the cinemas.
That's just a cycle that happens constantly.
Yeah, there's a whole period of time you go back, early radio, so much of early radio was bands playing live on the radio.
Yeah.
for hours. You know, some people would do like 6 hours on the radio, just like singing songs, big popular singers.
And like you just, you would not have a band on the radio for 6 hours now. It's just, if you were to pitch that to someone, they'd go, "That's so stupid. Why would you do that?"
Yeah.
Technology, eh? It changes things.
Yeah, look, it's just an endless series of challenges and solutions until eventually the all of the stars turn into supernovas and, you know, everything blacks out and the universe becomes a, you know, I don't know. But that's a long time away. So
yes. No, not too concerned about that right now. Well, Martin, always a pleasure. Love chatting to you. And thank you for today's pick. And on behalf of the audience, thank you for some provocative, thought-provoking conversation this morning.
I mean, it's definitely conversation. But hey, you should play that song, because that
yes,
song
I
is
shall.
Real fun, and that'll be a real nice contrast to the last minute and a half of talking.
Yeah. Hey, just quickly, where can people listen to the rest of the track?
Bandcamp,
of course.
Mate. America Dream Reserve, Bandcamp, mate.
Right, well, Martin, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Okay, you too, my friend. Peace be with you.
Oh, and that is Martin Pepperell. Love having him on the show. And, yeah, here is today's track. Pick. It's called You Always Hurt the One You Love. Oh, cuts deep. By Laura Michelle. Enjoy.
You know, I had that special someone, but I let her slip away. And I've been regretting my actions to this very day. And if I ever get a chance to see that woman again, I'm gonna hold her and love her to the river end.
Girls, we are very special, and it's about time we had our say. We heard all those lines before, but we're not gonna buy them anymore. Slip away, and I've been regretting my actions to this very day. Spent all my money all over town, fooled around with the woman, always let my woman down. Was hurt me and let me
that you can't get back, and you've been dreaming of. You can't forget, 'cause you're still in love. So remember, fellas, if you ever get back with that woman again, love her, please her, and never leave her. You can't.